You're listening to Times the Brief, presented by the Salvation Army. Join the fight for good and donate by saying, Alexa, make a donation to the Salvation Army, if you're listening with Alexa, or go to SalvationArmyUSA.org to make a gift. Elon Musk is getting sued by the SEC over his funding secured tweet by Tom Krischer and Alexandra Olson for the Associated Press in Detroit. U.S. securities regulators are asking a federal court to oust Tesla Incorporated's Elon Musk as chairman and CEO, alleging in a complaint that he committed securities fraud with false statements about plans to take the company private. The Securities and Exchange Commission says in the complaint filed Thursday that Musk falsely claimed in an August 7th statement on Twitter that funding was secured to go private at $420 per share, a substantial premium over the price at the time. The complaint filed in U.S. District Court in Manhattan says that Musk had not discussed or confirmed key deal terms, including price, with any funding source. It also asks for an order enjoining Musk from making false and misleading statements, along with repayment of any gains as well as civil penalties. Corporate officers hold positions of trust in our markets and have important responsibilities to shareholders, Stephen Pikin, co-director of the SEC's Enforcement Division, said in a statement. An officer's celebrity status or reputation as a technological innovator does not give license to take those responsibilities lightly. An SEC press release says the agency asked the court for a, quote, bar prohibiting Musk from serving as an officer or director of a public company. Musk, in a statement issued by Tesla, called the SEC action unjustified. I've always taken action in the best interests of truth, transparency, and investors. Integrity is the most important value in my life, and the facts will show I never compromised this in any way, the statement said. The complaint alleges that Musk's tweet harmed investors who bought Tesla stock after the tweet, but before accurate information about the funding was made public. Ousting Musk, who has a huge celebrity status with more than 22 million Twitter followers, would be difficult and could damage the company. He's viewed by many shareholders as the leader and brains behind Tesla's electric car and solar panel operations. Peter Henning, a law professor at Wayne State University and a former SEC lawyer, said Musk is among the highest-profile CEOs in recent memory that the commission has gone after with this stiff of a penalty threat. You've got one of the iconic CEOs of the day who's being threatened with removal from office. They can't strip him of his shares, but they can keep him out of the C-suite, Henning said. Joseph Grundfest, a professor at Stanford Law School and former SEC commissioner, said Musk will likely want to settle before trial so that he could conceivably stay on as CEO, with some constraints such as prohibiting him from making public statements without supervision. But Musk could also agree to step down as CEO and instead take another title, such as chief production officer. One possibility could be to appoint someone as a monitor over all of his communications. He wouldn't be able to tweet or post anything directly without the approval of a chaperone, Grundfest said. He's not going to be able to remain as CEO with no conditions. This is not on the table. Grundfest also said that the challenge for the SEC is to, quote, appropriately discipline Musk while not harming Tesla's shareholders. According to the complaint, Musk met with representatives of a sovereign investment fund for 30 to 45 minutes on July 31st at Tesla's Fremont, California factory. Tesla has identified the fund as Saudi Arabia's public investment fund, which owns almost 5% of the company. Fund representatives expressed an interest in taking Tesla private and asked about building a factory in the Middle East, Musk told the SEC. But at the meeting, there was no discussion of a dollar amount or ownership stake for the fund, nor was there discussion of a premium to be paid to Tesla shareholders, the complaint said. Musk told the SEC that the lead representative of the fund told him he would be fine with reasonable terms for a go-private deal. Musk acknowledged that no specific deal terms had been established at the meeting, and there was no discussion of what would or would not be considered reasonable. Nothing was exchanged in writing, the complaint stated. The SEC alleged in the 23-page complaint that Musk made the statements using his mobile phone in the middle of a trading day. That day, Tesla shares closed up 11% from the previous day. Musk has said that he posted the Go Private tweet while driving to the airport and that no one reviewed it. The statements, the complaint said, quote, were premised on a long series of baseless assumptions and were contrary to facts that Musk knew. Shares of Tesla plunged nearly 13% to $268.55 in after-hours trading after falling just under 1% during regular trading hours. In its complaint, the SEC said that Musk's Go Private statement hurt short sellers, investors who borrow a company's stock betting that it will fall. Then they buy the shares back at a lower price and return them to the lenders, pocketing the profit. In August, more than $13 billion worth of Tesla shares were being shorted by investors, the complaint said. Mark Spiegel, a short seller and constant Musk critic, applauded the SEC for pursuing what he predicted would be easy for the government to prove. Musk has a long history of easily proven lies, Spiegel said. This is just the first one that he's being held accountable for. Spiegel also echoed the concerns of corporate governance experts who've lambasted Tesla's board for being too beholden to a CEO they're supposed to oversee. They should have fired him a long time ago. Will they now? I don't know, Spiegel said. A message was left Thursday evening for lead director Antonio Gracias. Musk also failed to notify the Nasdaq stock exchange on which Tesla shares are traded before releasing the Go Private tweet. Nasdaq rules require notification of plans to release, quote, material information at least 10 minutes before the release, according to the SEC complaint. The tweet forced Nasdaq to suspend trading of Tesla shares August 7th for about 90 minutes. Olson reported from New York. Michael Litke contributed from San Francisco.